right now what's going on, you're going to hear the story in the news within about the next month or so. There are Chechen rebels that are actually posing as terrorists now that are actually coming into Iraq to assist the guerrilla forces there. That's number one. These are ethnic Chechens mostly, and they're and as I said, the guerrilla from the next couple of weeks on, the guerrilla war is going to heat up something fierce. The Iraqi Ba'ath Party is also posing as mostly fundamentalists.
What's left of them?
Yep. There have been two air missile, backpack Stinger missile, or what they call SAM 7, Surface Air Missile 7, attacks against two U.S. planes. They missed. It's not something that's been publicized in the press here.
Where did this happen?
This was outside of Basra. It hasn't been publicized anywhere. I'm just telling you from. And I can tell you, and let me make an announcement here right now. Within the next, and let me give it. All right, we have Damascus in the crosshairs as we speak, and I believe that we will be. And I keep saying we will be at war, but they don't call it war anymore. They call it preemptive strike or police action or whatever else. But within 30 days, we will be at war with Damascus. Strikes against Damascus
within 30 days of this announcement,
and at war with Syria. Yes. And part of the presumption of this is going to be, and I believe from a sensitive, intuitive standpoint, and from remote viewing this particular area, that there will be an announcement by the Bush administration somewhere around the middle of September. Let's extend it a little bit. Give me a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, we're not going to hold you to the day.
Some wiggle room somewhere around the 15th. Give me 10 days plus or minus. There will be an announcement by the Bush administration that they have found weapons of mass destruction, a couple of dirty nuclear bombs, large caches of a very unique type of nerve gas, and these weapons of mass destruction will be found in a valley along the border of Lebanon and Syria. And this announcement will so shock the world to the point of where it will validate, in at least Bush's eyes, everything that he has done so far, and seriously, I think in many ways, to completely destroy the credibility of the Democratic Party in many, many ways, because this announcement will be that it will vindicate him and Tony Blair and everything that he's done. Now, whether or not, I can't tell you whether or not, because Bush made a very weird comment about, we're going to get the weapons and then we're going to bring them in, and there's a lot of people on the internet that are making a fuss about that maybe the U.S. will plant these. I can't tell you whether that's going to happen, but I'm telling you now, there's a valley, I believe it's called the Al-Baqa Valley, between Lebanon and Syria, where an announcement will be made that they have found weapons of mass destruction. The two things that I was brought in to do, specifically by Project Foresight, was to look for underground facilities and to use remote viewing techniques. And I viewed two areas. One was near El Sulaymaniyah, up in the north, which was a chemical weapons facility that was disguised as a mine, as a rock quarry, and the other one was underneath what looked like a refrigeration plant or some kind of something where they were making, so there were pipes and big refrigeration plants. It looked like a big beer factory above ground. However, I also saw that these two plants were actually being run by Red China, and they were Red Chinese scientists, and I believe that the United States, to avoid an incident with the Red Chinese leading up to Korea again, basically warned the Red Chinese that they better get the hell out of there or face some very serious consequences. And both of those bases were then basically, bugged out and destroyed. But the announcement will come in the next, as I said, within the next 30 days.
Okay.
Sometime around the end of September, that they will have found the WMDs in a valley somewhere on the Lebanese-Syria border, and this will be a precursor to U.S. strikes against Syria. And last but not least, this is the final destabilization of the Middle East. I said years ago when Bush first came to power, and as a matter of fact, before he was even president, when I was saying, when he becomes president, this is what's going to happen. We're going to see Desert Storm 2. He's going to go after Iraq first and then Syria. Now, here's the weird part about Iran. I don't see U.S. forces specifically going after Iran, but I see a revolution of some kind in Iran, some kind of insurgency that is not just students but is pro-American forces in Iran that will then somehow overthrow the ruling, what they call theocratic or fundamentalist government.
Right.
And somehow something happens where this government is set up and they then invite the United States and the United Nations to then help them with whatever's going on. And that will be the sort of triumvirate of taking out first Iraq, then Syria, and what's going on. Because the Syrians have really been real excuse my French, bastards about this thing, because they've been, on the one hand, offering to help us, and then stuff has been going across the border and literally really slitting our throats with the other hand. The one last thing I have to say, too, because this was a prediction, and I saw this on the front page of the LA Times, this was a prediction I made back in October of 2000. And in my newsletter, I said that when Bush was going to be president of the United States, I said Ariel Sharon was going to be the prime minister of Israel, and I said that Israel would build a huge wall that I called the apartheid wall at that time, back in October of 2000, that they would build this gigantic wall between them and the Palestinian lines. It would be very much like the Berlin Wall. And said they would set up a system exactly like apartheid underneath Ariel Sharon, very similar to what happened in South Africa. And of course, you know, today the Israelis have now built this some 26-mile wall. And one of the jokes I heard about this was that you know, the wall's like 26 feet tall. And I think it was Nick DiPaolo on one of the comedy shows who said, you know, the green monster at Fenway Field in Chicago is 37 feet tall. You figure if somebody could whack a baseball over that, somebody could send a Scud missile over this wall.
Yeah.
Wall's
not going to stop people, as we well know.
Right.
Now, you said back in March that we would see a return of the military draft. You still hold that up?
And they're talking about it, you know, because for what they have planned, I don't approve of it, and there's a lot of people that really misunderstand that when I make predictions, I'm not endorsing certain things. I wasn't really for the war in the first place, but I made the statement on this show because my Uncle Tommy is a colonel in the United States Marines who's in electronic intelligence, and I come from a military family that once U.S. troops were committed, we have a commitment to win the war, but to win and accomplish a series of military objectives and then get the heck out. But that's not going to happen because we're going to use Iraq specifically to wage the conflict, as I said, against Syria and against, when the revolution comes in Iran as well. I'm sorry, I totally forgot the question. I'm sorry, I just blanked out there.
Well, you were talking about the fact in March you said that we would have a military draft by the end of the year.
Yeah, it might not be the end of this year, but it's on its way. I mean, they're already making noises about it now that we don't. Remember every day on the news that we don't have enough troops, that they want to change the infantry. The thing that will be used is that that the armed services are they'll use the same kind of same excuse, saying that there's too many minorities are in the armed services, that they need to now sort of spread it out more. But I think the military draft is in the work, and I think that what's going to happen in the next between now and December or so, I think that the a much better argument will be made for returning to the draft. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea. I think that if we do return to the draft, our Army and Air Force is so complex now that a volunteer Army would be virtually useless.